What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, what up? It's like a trainer.
Yo, this is Justin B. Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
What's up?
Dude, thanks for doing this. It means a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. I can't believe people still want to talk to me. It's awesome.
I mean, it must be kind of crazy, right? Like, the fact that Wait is another smash record. You're about to go on tour again. Obviously, you have The Voice. But, like, music has been consistent for you, at least from the public's vantage point.
People like us. Awesome.
Yep.
It's weird. It's really weird because I don't think when you're in the music business, you kind of expect it to be going on for this long if you're lucky enough to have any success. But, oh, thank you, Gene. It's fantastic work you're doing over there. Appreciate it.
But, like, I mean, is there any pressure for you?
No, I mean, yes and no. I think the pressure's kind of off because, in a way, we've already taking it further than we ever thought we ever needed to or would have, or yeah. Kind of our wildest dreams have been they've come true. So I don't know what to say other than, like, it's amazing. And look, we work really hard and you know, curate the whole thing and have fun and tour and get to do all these amazing things. So it's like serious blessings, but at the same time, it's kind of just bonus time, honestly.
How do you measure success then? Because you're right. Like, you've had success beyond your wildest dreams. You've accomplished, I mean, more than 99.9% of other bands will ever, you know, but.
I think that we're different in a weird way. We're a strangely different thing. And, you know, I think as far as how you define success, probably in other aspects of your life that are, mm-hmm. I think just more important, like with family or with having kids and having a wife, it's amazing and all this cool stuff that you get to experience almost like not as a result of what you've been able to accomplish, but like in tandem with what you've been able to accomplish. And mm-hmm. That's my world now. And that's what takes precedent. And all the other stuff, as much as I love music, is just secondary. You know, it kind of has to be at a certain point. I'll be 40 next year, which is crazy, freaking nice. Insane. And that's kind of like where I'm at. And it's a really good place to be. So,
Has being a dad changed the way you enter into a studio and like sit down to create? Has it?
I don't think so, honestly. I'm pretty good at keeping certain things intact in the way that they always have been. As a person, it's just like the greatest thing in the world. So I'm really, really happy. So I'm sure that actually works to my benefit when I'm doing things like making music or doing whatever.
Yeah. So this weekend, I'm going to be raising a robot baby girl like they do in high school to prove that I'm capable of taking care of something other than myself. Do you have any dad advice, you know, from one dad to the dad of a robot baby?
No, I'm not a big, like, giving advice is tough.
Yeah.
It is a robot, so I mean,
it's a little different.
I think that like flesh and human bone and like human skin and a face and having a beating heart and all that pesky stuff like probably is pretty important
right.
to you being able to take care of it. But because it's a robot, I think that you should just like, I don't know, a different set of rules. It's a robot, dude. Don't let AI infect you, man.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
But by the way, like, I'm into that. I do believe that the robots are slowly, they're rising.
They're taking over.
Come on, man.
Look, man, all I know is, am I the only person that saw Terminator 2? Like, I don't understand why we don't realize what's happening here. Like,
exactly.
You're right. We're just allowing, like...
It doesn't make any sense.
It's dictating our reality. It's scary.
It's so crazy too, because the people who know it the most are the people who are the experts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like, "Hey, this is my field, and it's amazing, and all these breakthroughs." I mean, yes. Like, are they eventually the machines going to take over? But they become self-aware. Like, probably. You're like, "Well, then don't do it." What's wrong with you?
You're in control.
Nip it in the bud now.
They're like OCD or something. It's like the weirdest thing.
I
would hate to think that what I did for a living, like. was potentially contributing to the end of humanity. It was, that would suck for me. That would be bittersweet. Yeah.
Right. This is a rough situation to be in. Because then on one hand, you know, you're making a living, you're feeding your family, and you do feel like you're paving the way for the future. But at the same time...
Dude, you're going to look at that robot baby a totally different way now.
Right?
I'm kind of freaked out. I'm going to keep...
You can just leave the country. No one's ever going to see you again.
I'm going to let it sleep outside.
Yeah, right. You can. That's the thing. It's a robot, not an actual human baby.
You're right.
So you can do that. That's what I'm saying. That's why you should totally do shit like that with this thing.
Well, you know, I was going to bring it with me to the march on Saturday, but I think I'm going to get a babysitter for it. Because, like, my thought is, like, if it gets too much, like, I put the baby in a bag or something, people are going to think I'm carrying around
robot.
A baby in a bag.
It's
I know.
But I gotta, it's a robot.
I gotta,
what are you talking about, dude?
But I got to explain to everybody that I see in public that I got a robot baby in the bag. Unless I label the bag, robot baby inside.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta take advantage of all the things you can get away with as a parent of a robot baby. Like, oh, I left my baby at home because it's a robot and nothing's gonna happen to it.
Yeah, but it's still
and
gonna
even
measure.
If something did, I know what you're saying, yeah. But I think there's no measure. Is what our conclusion can be.
If it cries and he doesn't pick it up, it's still going to, you know, measure that you didn't pick it up, and you're gonna get a bad grade on this, Zach.
Look, the bad grade. It's subjective. Okay, so look, you get a bad grade. If you're bad at raising a robot baby, that in no way is a reflection of your ability to raise an actual baby. Because I would kick that thing all just kick it around my living room. It's not real.
But you're supposed to treat it as if it were real. That's the point.
I like where we're going with
that. That's the problem, though, is that they're also, you know, like, think about it. That's why we're going down.
You're right.
Like, they're going to be like, well, they're supposed to do this, but they're gonna kill us all.
When we can look at
gonna, like,
robots like they're actual
that
people.
We're weak and inferior.
Thank you. You get it. You're right. We're very in lockstep. I was very against the whole McDonald's getting rid of cashiers and bringing in robots, you know? They're saving everything.
Yes.
It's freaking, yes. Man.
You, like, look, there's some things that, like, look, there's some things that make sense for machines to take over. But everything, personal interaction, like jobs, like lots of jobs, like human jobs that people, like, excel at based upon their decorum and their ability to, you know, intermingle,
yes,
with people and socialize and all that. Like, that can't go away or we're
You're right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Testify. Freaking truth.
Oh,
man.
You know it. You know it.
Does Charlie...
And, by the way, there will also come a day... Sorry, I love this kind of shit.
Go.
There will also become a day when we're going to be having this conversation, and I'm going to have to be careful of what I'm saying because of, you know, robot...
They're listening.
Robot something or other. Like, I'm going to, like, oh, you can't say that about robots. Like, that statement is going to happen. You can't say that about robots.
They have feelings, but also, like, I feel like they're going to be running society at a certain point. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're going to dictate where the police are dispatched and where the fire people go. They're going to be able to listen to everything that we're talking about. Like, that freaks me out because we're always connected.
They already are, bro.
You're right.
They already are.
Wow, you sound crazy. I love it.
You're right.
Yeah, but you have to just, like, you have to embrace it.
Uh-huh.
You got to go with it.
Does Charlie Puth really steal your clothes?
He never leaves my house. I think he's probably still here. I don't even know. I think he might actually be on the property still.
That's funny.
He's the best. I love that kid so much.
He's a talented dude. It's kind of scary.
He is. He is definitely a talented man. I'd say I believe in him, but so does everybody else. So I'm a fan. I love him as a person. He's my buddy. The best.
Are you going to march on Saturday? You gonna get out there?
I'm not. I can't. I'm so pissed. I'm not gonna be able to do that because I have to. One of my oldest friends is getting married on Saturday.
Ooh, that's fun though. Everybody likes a good wedding.
And trust me, there is no missing this wedding. I can just let me just say that it's not an option for me.
Well,
so it falls on a bummer day because I wish I could be the two places at once.
You can't miss. Is it going to be like a big event, or is it somebody so close to you that if you, God forbid, you missed it, they would never let you live it down?
It's somebody who's so close to me. It's exactly what you just said.
That's
so,
it. Got it.
I'll be marching in spirit.
Beautiful.
Do your friends expect you to perform at their weddings for free?
No, I gladly will do that at this one. So.
Oh, nice.
That's really. But yeah. Do you still get them a real gift, or is that the gift?
Of course, we'll still get them a real gift. You gotta have the hard copy, as well as the spiritual copy.
That's really beautiful. So you're you're a good friend, man. I think I am
a good friend. God damn it.
Wait, is a single. Yeah, we're playing it, man. I love playing your records always, and I think we're gonna be playing it for a very, 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 very long time, and that's pretty cool. And I think
please do that.
Yeah, man. But I think it's a cool place to be in music. You know, it's pretty special, and it's really unique.
Before the robots take over.
Amen. Hey, Adam Levine. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Have a beautiful day.
Later, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.